back!
Bobcat invited me.
Well, to be fair, it couldn't be worse than our last crossover.
Nothing could be worse than our last crossover.
I have no reason to be angry at him!
What, does that make you angry? How? I don't have a reason to be angry. That makes me irrational.
You're explaining the joke!
And you never explain the joke, Harley Quinn.
I hate you so much.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the 5-Point Podcast with returning guest star Yorocha.
Hey, everyone.
Yorocha, why don't you take this opportunity to plug yourself and what you do?
All right. The website I run is called Shades of Grey. It's a manga-based website primarily. It deals mainly with text reviews regarding most recent chapters and reviews of entire series now. Not sure what else to say.
You should probably check it out because he is doing things here.
Yes, this is his second time on the show. We're glad to have you back.
Thank you.
You missed an Amaro.
So that's Yorocha. I'm Bobcat.
I'm Burr.
And every week we look at the first 3 episodes of an anime, or like last week, a live-action show that our friend recommended to us.
We have no friends!
At least we won't at this rate if they keep recommending terrible live-action shows for our anime podcast. And this week we looked at Blackjack 2004.
He isn't adding that because of the Judge Dredd crossover. He's adding that because this is another series that had other series that came before it. However, there will be no point number 6 this time around because we have no idea what the previous series were like. Well, Yorocha might.
I don't. This is actually my first time with anything Tezuka-related.
Ah. Well, that answers your question. No point number 6, no adaptation discussion.
Yep. So, let's take a look-see at point 1, first impressions. Burke, did you know anything about this coming into it?
Do I ever?
Statistically, one of these days you will have actually heard about something before we do it.
No!
Okay, then, Yorocha, what were your thoughts coming into this?
I knew about Osamu Tezuka, the guy who made this beforehand, because he's one of the really, really big names in manga, though I'd never seen anything he'd done before. So I was looking forward to this. I had heard some good things about it. I usually hear good things about stuff before I agree to talk about them with you guys.
That explains why you've been on here only twice.
And why you've managed to be on for 2 legacy shows, actually.
Actually, with Casher and Sins, that was unintentional, but I see what you're saying.
Also, there are legacy shows with cute little girl sidekicks and...
Can we ignore that she exists for 2 minutes?
That's going to be difficult, because my first impression of the first episode was, oh god, she exists, doesn't she?
What?
Yeah, everything I heard about this series was all about him, about Blackjack, and suddenly I discovered that she is a thing that exists, apparently.
And she won't go away!
I also came into this with mostly positive expectations because, you know, guy who made Atom Boy or Mighty Tetsuon or whatever it was called. I admit that my knowledge of vintage anime tends to be rather limited. Like, I know that Gigantor was a thing because it's on Hulu.
Actually, I think in Japan its name is Atom, but here it's Astro Boy. It's a whole confusing circular thing.
See, no, his name in Japan is like Mighty Tetsuon or something like that, or Tetsuon the Mighty. I just keep getting it amusingly wrong because I think Cold War era nuclear bombs and stuff, so I keep calling him Atom Boy. Or maybe I'm secretly hoping to watch Radioactive Man from The Simpsons. Anyway, so first impressions, Burke had no idea what the heck this was. Yorocha and I were kind of positive on it.
I'll say this much, the moment I saw the art, I thought, I'm watching Gekider. Sadly, I...
Let's move on to point number 2, the story. Now, this is a very episodic show. I think we'll probably want to talk a little bit about each of the individual plots. So, since this is a very episodic series, and we don't necessarily want to spoil or anything too deep, we're just going to go through a quick, non-spoilery version of point 2 story. After that, we're going to announce, okay, spoilers after this point. You can jump to after the commercial break.
Spoilers before the commercial break will not happen. Spoilers after the commercial break will.
No, that's different.
Yeah, you got it backwards.
Right. I don't care!
Spoiler alert, Burke never cares.
That's not a very good spoiler.
Oh, so much. Well, our main character is Frankenstein Danny Phantom. He's a doctor. He punches people in the hearts and takes out needles without actually taking them out. And prioritizes kitty cats over aging old men with stomach cancer. Voids the law. Yeah, and generally heckles and torments a little boy with broken legs and who really, really needs help and a ride, but he refuses to give it to him because screw him. He can't walk.
Did we mention he's kind of a jerk?
Yeah. Are you talking about Burke or Blackjack? But I'm Ting.
Either way, yeah.
All right. So to try and make sense of what Burke just said, so Blackjack is...
Frankenstein, kind of, Danny Phantom!
Except that... While he does have look like he was pieced together from the wrong parts, and considering that his sister died in the same childhood explosion that created him, I would not be entirely surprised if they accidentally put part of his sister on him.
I thought that was his mother.
I thought it was his older sister.
No, it was his mother.
Eh, okay then.
I'm almost certain it was.
Well, whoever it was, she was either she was irresponsible or the whole city was, because the first thing we see her doing is taking her child onto a beach with bombs buried underneath it.
Warning, unexploded bombs.
Yeah, they should have hung a few more of those, like, keep the fuck out.
They had a sign, but obviously the sign had been blown down or knocked over or something, and it was mostly covered in sand.
Yeah, that's not too important to keep up. Who needs that warning? And then a little boy plays with a mine and it explodes.
And so then we see him struggling to rebuild himself. Like, obviously he's going through years of physical therapy. And also he's learning the law. Oh, no, excuse me, it's because you mentioned Judge Dredd earlier. He's learning medicine the whole time, too.
Well, first off, a man with a giant tumor for a face puts him back together again.
I know from Yasuo Otaku's review of Phoenix that I swear that that guy, that particular tumorous nose is like a... must be like a calling card for... this mangaka.
Yeah, I've seen a few pictures of Astro Boy. It looks a bit like that.
And what's up with the poacher slash wild... what is he?
He's a Rayman.
The humans do not look human in this show. Right. I cannot tell them. I can't.
It's pretty sad when Blackjack looks the most realistic here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Considering like half his face is a different color than the other half of his face.
And half his hair is white, half of it's black. Oh my god, he's Two-Face!
He is, he kind of is.
He's Two-Face, he just didn't go to law school, he went to medical school and flunked.
That is sort of a weird thing, it's... because, and this is about as far as I'm willing to go with Blackjack himself, without doing any spoilers, this is like set up. He's basically an unlicensed doctor, like a surgeon with godlike hands, who, when there's a huge medical emergency, will show up and say, okay, that'll be 10 million yen, please.
Pretty much.
And people are like, wait, what? And he's like, yeah, 10 million yen. I'm the only one who can put you back together. 10 million yen.
He usually picks very specific situations where he is the only one who can do it. He may or may not arrange them. But that's for point number three.
Right. So you have a lot of... it's basically like a Monster of the Week show, only it's the Surgery of the Week show.
What, Detective Conan?
Yeah, okay, Detective Conan with surgery is a good way of putting it, too.
Yeah.
I more drew the connection to Trauma Center, because...
Yeah.
Actually, well, yeah, most of what here. I compared the series to were video games, oddly.
No, you're right. Thank you for reminding me, because I kept thinking while I was watching this, okay, when will this cutscene end? I want to do this surgery, come on. I would so play Blackjack the video game.
There probably is a Blackjack the video game. We just haven't gotten it yet.
Right.
Well, considering we technically haven't gotten this anime yet. For the record, you can only really find this on Crunchyroll, subbed.
But, so yeah, that's Blackjack himself. Blackjack also has a little girl who lives with him.
We're not on characters!
Well no, this is just like the initial bit to talk about.
Well, we don't have
show.
To mention her. She is utterly without worth.
I wouldn't quite go that far, but yeah, he lives alone with a little girl. Don't know what the deal there is, because she keeps changing her story about what she is to him.
I'm not sure how to properly describe her. This is where a lot of the video game comparisons came in, because she reminded me a bit of a much more obnoxious version of Luke from Professor Layton.
Can't say I've played that one, but I can sort of... I know a little bit about it, but...
I know enough to know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah, Luke is sort of the sidekick of Professor Layton, and again, he's not nowhere near this annoying, so that's good.
Right. And those two are really the only recurring characters we've seen so far. Well, I suppose technically the surgeon who saved his life as a child is a recurring character, but that's because he appears in flashbacks in two episodes.
Yeah, I think some of these other people we see may be recurring characters, but I'm only saying that because I saw the screen caps they use on Crunchyroll, and one of them featured one of the patients from one of these episodes.
Okay, yeah, I believe that. All right, so that's about as far as our general series overview. The guy's basically Batman, but with surgery instead of crime. He doesn't have a medical license, apparently, but in Japan, I guess you can get away with that.
They tried to get him arrested in the first episode, but then he gave someone stomach cancer, so they couldn't.
You're really going with this alternate character interpretation where he causes the problems he solves, aren't you?
I don't think it's alternate at all!
Yeah, I kept getting the vibe around him that, like, he wasn't necessarily doing it on purpose, but that bad things happen because he's around, almost.
Well, he was the 5-year-old who found the unexploded mine rather quickly. Alright, so this...
I can't wait for point number 3.
So at this point, if you don't want spoilers for specific episodes, skip ahead to after the commercial break. Okay, chance to avoid spoilers is now done. So I can't
say... You know, besides all... If you could make any sense of my nonsense earlier, then I already spoiled everything!
Ha ha! Yes, you're quite good at subverting my will, Burke.
It's why I'm here and you know it.
Yeah. So first episode, we find out that Blackjack owns his own island in the tropics.
Well, when you charge 10 million yen...
Yeah, I was about to say, because that house he owns, I think only like one or two of those patients by themselves could have paid the full mortgage on that thing.
Yeah.
I wonder if he...
I looked up the exchange rate. 10 million yen is worth about 122,000 US dollars at the moment.
Wait, no, I think it's... 122,000.
And this isn't just something he demands from the rich. He demands this from anyone.
Yeah.
He came very close to demanding the cat paid him 10 million yen.
thankfully... Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Thankfully, the cat had the "I'm going extinct, you moron" card to play. Sadly, I don't think humanity is going to get that kind of discount to the zombie apocalypse.
Unless Blackjack is already their agent on Earth, finding the worthy.
No, the Frankenstein's monster, not the zombie.
Yeah.
Okay.
He opposes the zombies.
But yeah, first episode, he and the annoying little girl are on a vacation, and...
For some reason.
Well, because when you're a surgeon who charges $100,000 per thing, and you don't have a day job, you have a lot of spare time and a lot of resources with which to enjoy that spare time.
Usually by instilling terror in others.
So, they're down on the island of Iriomote, which anyone who's watched Azumanga Daioh knows. There are rare cats who live there.
Clearly no one has, because no one knows what that is! Especially me. And I am the basis of all knowledge!
For the record, I was going to make the Azumanga Daioh reference before, but...
You're Canadian! You don't count!
You know, Burke, someday the ad revenue from our series is going to let us put you through that anger management.
No, it won't! Then we wouldn't have any ad revenue!
There's a situation where a guy smuggles a rare Iriomote wildcat onto the ship, and the tranquilizers wear off at the exact worst moment. And as in that first episode, I was seriously having Final Destination vibes.
Oh, also there's a... Go ahead.
Oh god, I wasn't thinking it at the time, but now that you say it, yeah, that's sort of what this was. Except somehow no one died.
Well, Blackjack is Death's physical incarnation in this world. It's just he also knows how to fix them.
Right, so this cat breaks out of the basket, knocks the ship off course by like, attacking the pilot, and the radio gets destroyed at the same time they run aground, and he gets a baby impaled on broken glass and a fat, obnoxious senator impaled on the crate that the cat had come out of.
Yep.
Actually, while we're talking about that guy, there's something I wanted to mention briefly. During the scene right before this, they're showing specifically both the baby and this obnoxious asshole guy, and they made a very specific point to show the candy that the baby was eating, like the lollipop. That was for something that would happen at the end, but the whole time I was thinking, oh god, this guy's going to take candy from a baby, isn't he?
I guess he wasn't.
That seemed to be what they were leading up to.
And then he gets stabbed in the stomach.
He was kind of stealing the environment from the Iriomote cat, so that's worse, I guess. Because, like, he was the head of a company that was going to set up a Iriomote resort on a bunch of, I guess, pristine nature land.
Mm-hmm.
So you have this bad situation where, you know, one guy's bleeding from the stomach, a baby's bleeding from the arm, rare cat has been crushed by something heavy. Like, is there a doctor in the house? And Blackjack's like, mustn't appear too eager with the situation I've engineered.
It's starting to work, isn't it?
He just seemed like an apathetic jerk. Like, his little friend is like, hey, you're a doctor, you should help them.
Then eventually he gets up and he investigates and he tells the mother of the child who he's going to save, point blank, pay me $100,000.
She's like, what? You heard me. $100,000.
Otherwise your baby dies. Thus his master plan.
Yeah, I made the Batman comparison before, but it's like if Batman was, so, a mugging, eh? $10,000. What? $10,000 to prevent this mugging. I could just let the mugger take the money and be done with it. Yeah, but I'm much less likely to stab you.
But yes, and he decides he's going to be the most condescending jerk possible in this situation.
Right. Like, okay, so the congressman pays him first, the obnoxious rich guy.
Baby's mama can't actually pay right now because she's a civilian and doesn't carry around $100,000 on hand.
Or a checkbook that, you know, where the check wouldn't bounce instantly.
Yeah. I wonder how often that's happened to this guy.
Probably a lot. I can't imagine too many people have $100,000 to spend that much. Actually, how does he assume so often that these people have 10 million yen?
I don't know that he does assume that they have it. I think that he just is like...
I don't think he cares.
Yeah, exactly. So he cures them in the order of Iriomote cat, then baby, then congressman.
And he makes the congressman pay for the cat because he's a dick.
Yes!
Oh, God.
And while he is working on the congressman's stomach wound, he puts a small cancerous growth inside of it so that it will grow and consume his colon. This is all part of his master plan, because after this, the congressman tries to get him arrested, but he has the trump card of stomach cancer that only he can cure. Oh, and after getting $100,000 more.
30 million, I thought. It was kind of insane, because, in this situation... I could understand the guy's priorities, because, you know, if the old man is not in a lot of danger, and the baby's in more danger, and the cat's in the most danger, I might have prioritized it baby, cat, old man, but I can still see the thought process of putting the baby over the old man.
Well, yes, the baby should come before the old man no matter how it goes.
Right. In this episode, he was just so damn smug that I found myself siding with the villain. Like, I had to disagree with him just out of principle.
I was siding with the cat. I wanted everyone to die.
I was siding more with the good guys mainly because the old man was just such an obnoxious prick.
Yeah. Then he was some kind of troll frog thing.
I would almost have operated on him first just to get him to shut up.
Operate on him first. Or at least, you know, he obviously had some anesthetic around. Here, old man, you're going to go to sleep for a bit.
Few stitches in the mouth, quiet.
It's a medical ball gag.
Suddenly this is turning into Frankenfroon.
Oh, God.
Oh, he does look like her.
Moving on to episode 2. Let's move on to episode 2, because episode 1 ends with him winning. And I suspect that every episode ends with Blackjack winning.
This episode almost doesn't.
Well, that's because he had... Wait. Oh, yeah, you're talking about episode 2.
Yes. The episode with the unearned happy ending.
Oh.
Because it almost felt like they'd come up with a medical scenario that was really, like, okay, this was, like, especially a spot where I was like, okay, come on, I have my DS ready. When can I start doing the surgery? I'll draw all the pentagrams you want.
Yeah, when the timer came, all I was thinking is he going to start slowing down time, or at the very least, is it... It seems like an effect the show would use, though, where it would just slow down time as he operates.
Yeah. So I have a situation where the little girl makes a friend with a little boy. It turns out the little boy has... What did the little boy have? Did they ever define it?
I think he had really, really bad cancer because of his head.
Yeah, brain cancer, head cancer, I don't know.
Whatever it was, he's really, really bald. He also got a needle stuck into him that got, I think it was from a blood test he was getting done because of chemo or something.
I think it was like, Blackjack had just finished the successful surgery for 30 million yen, I should add, from somebody who looked like a high schooler. So, on one hand, I saved your little brother. On the other hand, welcome to a lifetime of horrible debt that you'll never be able to work your way out from under. You weren't planning on college.
The most shocking thing about all this is that it implies that the 10 million yen price from the first episode was his discount rate.
Apparently! Apparently.
Or else this surgery was just that hard.
I know what it is, especially if he continues to have young teenage female characters that he charges like this. He is single-handedly trying to boost the stripper industry in Japan.
Oh, God. Oh, that's horrible.
I don't care!
Why are we assuming he's horrible? I mean, just because he's horrible.
cancer, that's why. Anyways, little brother gets a needle that breaks off into his veins and tries to go into his heart.
Right. Now, early on in the episode, he has a flashback from his medical school days, or very early career, where the old man who had saved him was saying, "You know, you can't always go by medical theory. If you do that, you'll lose a patient." Which struck me as honestly terrible advice.
I thought that was a different old man than the old man from the first
episode. Maybe it was a different old man. I don't know.
A lot of old
men. It was some old man. Tumor for a face. He wasn't tumor face, okay?
That basically struck me as the equivalent of saying, "Use the force, Luke."
Sometimes things just happen for no reason. No reason to question it.
But how can I use this advice, Sensei? I don't know. Heck if I don't. I mean, it is completely unpredictable by its nature, so it's not like you can say, "Okay, this time I'm not going by medical theory." It's
yeah!
This time I'm going by my instincts. Is that why you're drawing a pentagram into him?
Keep telling you, it slows down time.
Satan knows me as solid.
Anyway, so...
He tries to get the needle out the first time and fails utterly after being a colossal prick about it.
And then he gets told, "Oh, by the way, the little boy's fine. The needle just
popped out on its own." No, that was the first time. First time. It turns out he didn't actually get it, and it's actually going to be hitting his heart really, really soon, so they have to rush and do another surgery.
Right after they took the cancer out of his brain or whatever.
Yep. And he fails utterly to get it out. Thankfully, this was a magical needle, and it didn't want to kill a child, I guess.
Or something. It was weird.
Well, if it weren't a magical needle, I would have thought that it would have got stuck before then, but what do I know about medical science?
Yeah, supposedly I seem to recall reading that the mangaka was a unlicensed surgeon, or he knew something about it. So I'd be willing to believe that this sort of situation could happen.
It does happen every now and again. It's exceedingly rare and doesn't usually end well, but it does happen.
Yeah. So this struck me as one where they came up with a really good scenario, but they couldn't think of a good way to get out of it without this BS.
Well, you see, what it was frankly, Blackjack just took the needle out himself and then threw it around the corner one day, so they think it just came out on its own.
Although, Blackjack did have the decency to waive his fee when he thought he had failed.
I would hope so! Oh, well, your brother's going to die.
So, let me tell you about this debt collection agency I work through. It's two guys in the lead pipe. The names are Guido and Lenny.
How is that better than my stripper joke?
Because violence is better than whoring yourself out, I guess. I don't know.
Last I checked, strippers aren't hookers. There's a notable difference.
Fine, putting yourself on display, whatever. So episode three is a very bizarre episode, like from a logical perspective.
It wasn't really about the actual operation. It was just about a patient in general for this one. Though it was about Blackjack too, I guess.
Yeah.
Considering his name's in the title and it's not Heat Guy J, I would assume it'd be about him.
All right, so...
In some fashion.
First thing I should mention, there's something this episode reminded me of a lot. Bobcat, do you know who Terry Fox is?
Was he the guy who walked across Canada with the artificial legs or whatever?
Yeah, that was him. This is what that reminded me of, maybe this thing happens more often than that, but the whole episode, all I could think of is that this was based off the same thing, or maybe.
Might be.
I'm not sure when that happened. It might have actually happened after Blackjack was being written. I don't know.
Well, it also depends on if this was story they made up for this specific series or made up, you know, from the original series way back when.
Yeah, it's hard to say. Yes. Normally when an anime does filler, they usually insert character moments like this. Though it's hard to say if this would actually be filler. I'd have to look into that. I doubt they'd do a filler episode like this 3 episodes in.
Yeah. Although, it's hard to qualify something as a filler episode, something as episodic as Blackjack. It'd be like saying, man, you know, that monorail episode of The Simpsons was funny, but it sure was filler.
I see your point.
My issue with this episode is sort of from a logical perspective. You have this little boy who, like, you know, had his legs injured and he hasn't gotten his full mobility back, and he decides, based on reading this book that he had been given, or had borrowed or whatever, and, decided to walk from, I think it was Tokyo to...
Osaka, I think.
Osaka, that's it. Which was like a, what, 400-kilometer distance? So like, that's like 300 miles or so. And I thought to myself, you know, last week I decided to be crazy and do a walking regimen. And after doing like 4 miles a day for like a week, I was incredibly sore. My legs didn't feel more rehabilitated. Like, what doctor would sign off on this?
Blackjack, so, possibly.
Blackjack, because... spoiler alert, it was based on Blackjack's life story of how he recovered from being blown to smithereens by a grenade and having his mother/sister's parts put in him.
Pretty much!
Like how we're assuming that last part is canon.
I honestly would not surprise me. Plus, you know, we've already accepted Burke's alternate interpretation where he's a supervillain who causes the injuries he solves.
Hey, whatever's right's right.
So you may as well... So you might as well go whole hog with the insanity.
You should see what he has in store for this kid later on in life. Hint, it's brain swapping.
Anywho,
he engineered another hit.
So the kid manages to make the trip, and Blackjack just shadows him the whole way, providing help, which is the first thing. The kid is kind of a snot nose to him, because, you know, he's like, hey, you're that guy who only treats rich people. Screw you.
No, I treat every people. Whether they can pay or not, they end up paying anyways.
Somehow.
They can't pay.
Everyone pays when Blackjack is involved.
Oh, that pun is terrible and I hate you for it.
You're welcome.
I wonder if there'll ever be a scene of him playing the card game.
I'm sure. Anyway, wait a minute. If he has his mother's hands...
So episode 3...
Yes. It wasn't a bad episode.
Would that be considered incest?
Okay, let's move on.
Okay.
It wasn't a bad episode, at all. It was, I just had to question some of the underlying logic, like, what doctor would let a kid walk 300 miles as an attempt to build up his mobility? Because I gotta say, at the other end of it, when he got there, he sure wasn't acting like he could walk better.
No, that's because he had a heart attack shortly thereafter and died off screen.
For me, the most negligent thing is letting a small child walk all the way across the country by himself without any adults, as we see later on in the episode when he gets mugged by 3 bikers.
For that matter, yeah. He didn't even have a cell phone or anything with him, which, actually, the fact that he didn't have a cell phone when he was a kid sort of makes me think that this was written, like, in the original manga.
Well, you see, his parents named him Amelia Earhart. They just really, really wanted that to stick.
Actually, I never figured out what the kid's name was, actually. I just called him Terry Fox.
His name is Amelia Earhart!
I just thought of him as Cripple Kid, which I guess is kind of terrible, but...
Amelia Earhart! Soon they will have robots looking for his corpse.
Wow, Burke, I just mentioned that news story randomly, and... can't believe you actually brought it up in the review.
I've been waiting the entire time!
For an excuse. Alright, so... that's the plot of the first 3 episodes. What are people's overall thoughts on it?
Shouldn't we wait till...
overall thoughts on the plot structure, at least.
Plot structure is interesting right now, but for a 62-episode show, I'm hoping that eventually changes up at least a little bit later on.
Yeah.
I would like something like that, yeah.
I think they have a fundamental issue, and I'm not going to call this a problem or a flaw or anything, just it's one that's hard to get over. It's that it's a show about surgery. But thanks to standards and practices, and also audience squeamishness in general, you can't actually show the surgeries.
It'd not be like having in any detail.
It'd be like having a fighting shonen manga where you weren't allowed to ever have anyone be shown throwing a punch.
That or a harem anime where people actually had sex, graphically.
No, Burke, it's kind of the exact opposite.
You just described hentai.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's not official, or as widely well. Okay, I can see.
All right, so we'll be back after our quick commercial break. So welcome back. I hope you found many nice new products and services to use.
I'm going to punch you in the face at the end of this, and then you're going to pay me ¥1,000,000 just to be punched in the face.
So your services are actually cheaper than blackjacks.
Yes! I tend to get more results that way.
Burke works on volume.
Speaking of the devil himself, blackjack! Frankenstein together from the parts of 1,000,000 surgeons! And his mother. Or his sister. It's not clear which! He is the arch nemesis of all that is holy in Japan! Plotting devious plots to something! And then he gets 1,000,000 yen for it!
I kind of have to agree with Burke's summary. Like, I don't understand this character.
I'm hoping they eventually come up with an explanation for why he needs all this money.
Aside from just wanting to live the good life.
I really don't understand. What the ever-loving crap? Does he have loan sharks after him? Like, really, really dangerous loan sharks?
I desperately hope not, because in just 3 episodes, he's collected enough money to pay off the debt of Hayate from Hayata the Combat Butler. And I can't imagine anyone having a debt larger than that.
With enough left over to buy a new vase for the Oran Host Club.
That cost 8 million yen, actually, but I see your point.
Yeah, it's...
Oh, God.
I keep comparing him to Batman, but
he's
money-grubbing
like
Batman.
He's more like Tony Stark.
Well, what I was going to say is that you'd think that with that particular backstory, he would be out there in the world giving away free surgeries to those who needed it, since, you know, he lived through that.
Clearly, if Batman was not a billionaire when his parents were murdered, he would have become a billionaire later in life by beating up criminals and then charging people for doing it. And if the people didn't pay him, he'd get the criminal up and let them beat up the civilians some more until they paid him. And then he'd give them cancer.
Because he's really? Batman, he can do that.
With half an hour to prepare, Blackjack can give you cancer.
He was stalking that congressman all throughout the city at Oceans and other things the congressman was at.
Oh, Lord. Anyway, back on to more canon official things. Like, I just don't understand him. Like, if he was... Like, I could put up with his ego if he was, you know, doing a charitable thing here. It'd be like, let's see here. Wasn't there some character in some show we looked at who was kind of a jerk but was being... like, nice about it. I feel like there's some character who's kind of like that. I can't think of.
You assume I remember how we started this review.
Good point. I'm sure the analogy will come to me later, but, like, I could put up with his ego if he was giving away his services, or at least, like, if he had charged $10 million from the rich guy and then, you know, looked and said, oh, you're a mother with a child. You probably don't have $100,000 sitting around, huh, do you? Okay, I guess you get a freebie.
I just make the fat guy pay for it.
Sure, I mean, I don't have a license.
Getting off my nose.
He is pretty much a medical vigilante mercenary.
Yes. He's also Frankenstein, Danny Phantom, and Two-Face. He's a lot of things.
Yes.
That's why he has such an ego.
And none of them pleasant. So Yorocha, did you have any thoughts about Blackjack himself?
Yeah, Blackjack is kind of a confusing character. I'm very much hoping that he makes a bit more sense later on in the show. I was almost hoping that he would eventually stop with the whole charging money thing or give some sort of a reason for that. But something tells me he's not going to, because this is kind of unrelated a little bit, but I'm currently reading a series called Zetsubou Sensei, and they did a parody of Blackjack recently. Like, 3 days ago I just read this, and the parody is what Blackjack would be like if they took all the toxins out of it, and it's just one panel of him going, do you have insurance? So something tells me he's not going to change anytime soon, which depresses me.
Yeah.
For the record, for everyone who watched the third episode, that kid, before he died of a heart attack, after off-screen, he was charged 100 million yen for the blanket.
Oh, man. The sad thing is I can't necessarily say, nah, you're just being silly.
He charged a baby 100 million yen.
So let's move on to... I think there's only other, like, one character who's really worth getting into, which is the little girl, whose name I have completely forgotten, and I'm okay with that.
I think it's Pinocchio or something.
Pinocchio.
No,
it.
No, no.
The time had to come eventually, Burke.
Yes.
No, we could talk about Cancer Face.
No, we kind of have to finish up this review.
Cancer Face, he's been so varied. He knows how to put something together from other people.
He can rebuild it. They have the technology.
Considering that this was written in the 60s or 70s or whatever, that must mean that was done in the 50s. That's very impressive to put a little kid that together from him and the parts of his mother in
the 50s.
Why am I running with this?
Because it's fun.
Because it
Blackjack.
Makes sense. Cancer Face.
Maybe that explains the few moments of kindness we see from him. It's the maternal lobe in his brain going off.
As it turns out at the end, Blackjack is like Swamp Thing. He's not actually Blackjack. He's an amalgamation of dozens and dozens of different people all sewed together.
Okay, you know, that would make so much sense. That would explain all the inconsistencies we see out of this guy. But I doubt they're going to be that fun. I suspect that with Blackjack, it's going to be a case of he's from a different culture and a different time, and I just can't make sense of it because I don't come from that culture and that time.
I think money-grubbing a-hole is pretty well universal.
I'm just saying, like, I don't know how a Japanese person would necessarily see him.
Greedy? Maybe?
Well, yeah, but you see my point here.
Like, yes, now then, on to point number 4.
No, we have to talk about
Speaking
the little girl
points,
briefly.
No, we don't!
Yes, we do.
No,
Let's
we don't.
Let's get this
That's
out of the way quick so we can
this.
Get this yeah, over with.
It's like taking off a Band-Aid. Do it fast.
No, it's not! Because this Band-Aid has a squeaky, annoying voice that screeches and makes horrible food and is pink!
Much like you when you take off a Band-Aid.
No, actually, I'm black.
Anyway, no, he can see your picture right now, Burke. He knows
I don't
that.
Care. I bleed black.
Anyway, so Pinocchio, I don't know what she is to him. Like, first episode she says, oh yeah, I'm his bride.
You might say I'm a black blood brother.
Oh, Burke.
I was
Bad
letting it build.
Lie. Anyway, she says, I'm his bride. Then in another episode, she's like, someday I'm going to be his bride, which kind of ruined my fun theory that the reason that the little girl was helping him with surgery was because she wasn't actually a little girl, she was like a midget or something.
I just
who's actually married to.
I just assume that it's his mother's brain shoved into a little girl's body.
So you assume she's a Frankenstein monster of some sort, too?
It would explain a lot!
Yeah, honestly, she was a lot more fun when I thought that she was actually a grown-up who acted like a little kid, because that's what everyone expected from her.
Well, honestly, you couldn't tell the difference between her and other grown-ups, because they all look horrifically evil, or like monsters, or they have cancer.
Which will be something for point 4, but... no, she's... If my theory about her being a little person who he's married to is in fact false, and the further I go on and go, the more I realize, okay, she was just messing with us. I was just ready for this show to give me any curveball possible.
Oh, they gave you the cancer curveball.
Yeah, I have to go get a mastectomy on Monday, but that's either here nor there.
You're welcome.
What I found odd about the little girl, Pinocchio, is that they keep putting her into the plot even when she shouldn't have any place there. Like, in episode 3, she wasn't really doing anything. She wasn't even with Blackjack that whole episode. But they kept showing her eating ice cream and stuff.
And complaining about Blackjack leaving her behind.
Making food. She was getting drunk and was bitter. That food at the end was poisoned. His midget bride is not happy.
I seriously like the midget bride theory the best, because it would make things the most interesting.
It was the 50s. It might just be full-on child bride.
Okay, Burke, on that note, let's move on to point 4, presentation.
Thank you!
Which is everything that isn't writing-related.
Oh, I had so much worse I was going to delve into. Speaking of worse, okay, not really, but the art is really, really stylized. It either works for you or it doesn't. I liked it, honestly.
I like the art style, too. I think it's because part of me is used to this kind of stuff in some of the manga I read, but, like,
yeah.
The characters definitely looked a lot more interesting than in some other series, because... Like, it was meant to be childish, but not entirely childish, because there's still risking people's lives in open vein surgery.
Yeah. I liked the art style too, personally. Like, it was a nice change of pace. It looked kind of weird at times. Like, when you saw pictures of Blackjack without his cape from behind, you realized, wait a minute, his fists are about the size of his head in this shot.
Yeah. It looked like a slightly more exaggerated version of the art style you'd see in the Kikaider anime, which I will always, always, always recommend, which doesn't work for some people if they want the series to be entirely serious, which Blackjack tries to be, and Kikaider definitely was, but I like it. I can look past its more cartoony nature.
At the very least, it isn't a cookie-cutter Studio Gonzo thing.
Yeah, everyone looks unique, especially if they're a Frankenstein monster like the main character.
There was one thing in the art I didn't like as much, and that would be the use of CG sometimes.
Yeah.
Like the unnecessarily CG cabin in the opening sequence?
Uh-huh. That reminded me a lot of, like, the CG you'd see in late 90s Western cartoons.
Well, the Japanese CG is, like, 10 years behind the U.S. in most cases.
So, yeah, I guess that makes sense.
I'm not your heat guy, Jay, and then you're just disappointing in other fields.
Yeah. Like, they are starting to finally catch up, but the early 2000s were not good for Japanese CG. Much in the same way, like you were saying, the late 90s weren't great for U.S. CG.
Let's face it, it's still not great. We just put up with it.
Yeah, they've gotten better with it, though. The theme music, the ending theme, just to go in reverse order for no reason, it starts off really annoying.
I wouldn't know. I didn't get to hear more than 2 seconds of it before I accidentally burned my computer.
Yeah, same with Burke, except my computer is fireproof, I guess.
Well, no, you smashed your old laptop, remember? That's why you have a new one.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
Referencings that no one else will ever get.
Yay, inside jokes. But yeah, the music wasn't anything special aside from a few seconds of really annoyingness at the start of the ending theme.
Could have been better, could have been worse, but the important thing is, it wasn't the opening theme. Wait, I think I'm confused now. The opening theme wasn't bad.
No, just, I can't think of it now.
Opening theme felt fairly typical, like, for the sort of opening you'd see in the mid-2000s.
Voice acting. I don't really have any comments on voice acting.
I would argue that Blackjack sounded a slightly bit older than I would have pictured if I just saw his face. But
well,
that's really my only comment.
You see, his mother had very, very youthful skin, so he's
he got
a lot
her cheekbones.
Older than he appears. Yeah. He's a lot older than he appears. He puts on foundation. That little hiccup aside, most of the voices fit the characters. God knows the little girl's voice does.
Yeah. Oh, and this is something that I noticed that I don't know if there's a better spot for this, but in one episode, Blackjack says, "Hey, let's go to the zoo." And Pinocchio's like, "I want to go see the white lion." And I was like, that's a nice reference, because Kimba was done by the same guy, I think.
I actually didn't catch that one. I'm surprised by that. Usually I catch that stuff.
Well, Bobcat is a little bit obsessive in some ways.
So yeah, presentation-wise, I'd say this is pretty solid. It has a unique style.
Animation flows fairly well.
Yeah, I never really had any issues with the animation.
I noticed one little odd glitch near the beginning, and I couldn't tell if it happened again, but it was when he was younger, we got a shot from behind, and it looked like his entire hair was just black instead of black and white after he got Frankenstein. The
unholy fusion of mother and son, yes, yes.
Unholy fusion of mother, son, and various different surgeons.
Actually, that hair does get a bit confusing at times, because usually, sometimes when he turns his head, it turns from all black to all white.
Yeah.
I imagine it's kind of hard to keep consistent.
The coloring is a little bit odd, but all in all, it works fairly well. The animation works.
It doesn't look like it's an old show. It looks like it's a new show that's trying out an old style, and it works. Like, the animation is competent, definitely.
A very different style. Stylistic choice.
Right.
And
let's move on to point five. Final thoughts.
Point number five!
Yes, point five.
Yorocha, you are our guest. Be our guest.
All right, despite a lot of the stuff we've said here about Blackjack possibly being Frankenstein, Danny Phantom, or whichever combination of things we're still on, I actually really like this show.
He is all things.
Yeah, I actually really like this show. It's more of that older style, which I've only recently started getting into, but The only other really old series I've been reading recently is JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, which is very different from this.
Yeah, just a bit.
Yeah, but I
wouldn't know. I've never seen
Turning People into Snails with the Power of Suggestion.
Oh, yeah. I haven't got to that one yet. I'll tell you how it goes.
Sounds like something Blackjack would do.
Anyway, keep going, Yorocha.
Well, watching the first episode, I definitely felt this was... They put a lot of work into this for the time. And after getting three episodes in, I definitely think I will be checking out some more of it. I definitely liked it a lot more than Casher and Sins, mainly because I wasn't a big fan of the style of that show.
Burke, you go next.
No!
What?
Okay, I would say that this is a pretty good show. It's much better at coming up with plot ideas than necessarily resolving them in a satisfactory way. I kind of feel like it's not necessarily that the writing is bad. I just like fundamentally feel that the author and I disagree on a number of issues, philosophically and ethically and stuff. And as a result, the endings come across to me as a bit more forced or silly. Like, why did you let that little kid walk that far? That would just hurt his legs more and such. And that was pretty much the thing. It's like, I'm on a different sort of worldview than this show. But that doesn't make it a bad show. It just means that it's a show that I find myself scratching my head at a lot. But I would definitely suggest giving it a shot.
I'm Crunchyroll, right? Why not?
Yep.
I guess that leaves me, because I continuously defy Bobcats. Yeah, it wasn't bad. Annoying characters aside, if you can get past them, and trust me, that's a chore in and of itself, not too bad. Blackjack's an interesting character, but you would expect that from someone with as many souls as he has.
By the way, did you mention that's really fun to do bizarre speculative stuff with it?
Yeah.
It really seems to lend itself pretty seamlessly to that, pun not intended.
Oh god, I'm gonna have to shoot you with a shotgun.
I thought we were gonna go the whole stream without mentioning that.
Sorry! He crossed the pun line. He crossed it! The maximum puns have already been... No! Blackjack is a very interesting character. I want to know more about him. I want to see what else can be done with it. It's a show with a lot of potential that I would like to see fulfilled, and I can see how they're doing the slower build so far, but I honestly could also really, really see a more drawn-out storyline, a story arc of some sort, possibly delving into his demonic backstory.
Or at least, how much money does he owe his bookie on the horse races that he's charging poor people hundreds of millions of dollars?
Well, you see, you remember that strip club that he's single-handedly reinvigorating across Japan?
Yeah.
Well, he's also the single person who goes to those strip clubs.
God. Okay, so before we go too much further into weirdness...
He just wastes all of his money there, and then he has to get more money, but the strippers start to disappear, and then he has to get more strippers. So he decided to kill two birds with one stone.
So he's a microcosm of the world economy.
Of strippers, yes.
Oh, God. So, next week, Burke and I will be doing Black Lagoon, because I was silly and failed to notice that there was one more Friday in June than I was expecting.
And we're setting this up as a precedent for later, because it's gonna be something that happens.
Most things that happen later do happen later.
Yeah.
Tautologies are quite tautologistic.
Oh, Yorocha, you want to shoot Ben, or should I?
You can do it this time. I already had mine.
Aww.
Hooray, I get to shoot you both!
What?
Okay, people. This is Burke signing off. Black Lagoon. Hate you all.